Ksuvas Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes 7-9. We now turn our focus to a mum that would develop on the husband. And the question is, at what point do we say that the husband is now so difficult to live with that the wife is within her rights to demand a divorce? And as such, the Bezdin would encourage the husband, force the husband to do it, to give her a get. And just remember, there's an asymmetry between the rights of the husband and the wife with respect to the marriage, in as much as the husband is able to divorce his wife essentially for any or no reason, and the wife cannot divorce her husband. So in the previous Mishnayos, we weren't talking about the husband divorcing his wife. He could always divorce his wife. The question is only if he has to pay the ksuba, if he could argue it was a mekach tos. But of course, if a woman would develop a mom after they're married, so he could divorce her if he wants, but of course he has to pay the ksuba because that was there to protect her. It's her right to get the ksuba payment. Here we're talking about the wife turning around and saying she does want to be held, like, you know, kind of prisoner with this person who's unlivable, and therefore she's essentially demanding a get. And at what point Chazal essentially want to protect women that they shouldn't be trapped in this terrible relationship, and therefore at what point will the Bezdin step in and say, this guy, you have to let your wife go and divorce her. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Ha'isha noldu b'mumin. If you have a man, a husband, who develops some kind of blemish, ein kofen oso lahotzi. The general rule is, we don't force him to give her a get. That means, let's say, for example, he develops the kamah mumin that we talked about in the previous Mishnayos. So I'll call those aesthetic blemishes, even if they're severely aesthetic blemishes, like, you know, I don't know what it is. He, you know, his he becomes knock-kneed, or his head becomes misshapen, or whatever other, you know, whatever. His one limb becomes long than the other, or whatever the story is. His breath becomes bad, etc. So the general rule is, at that point, we're not going to force him to divorce her, for those kind of things. And the presumption is that, in general, a woman, a normal woman, wouldn't find that so objectionable that she would, in of itself, insist to get divorced from her husband. That's just not the way that would be expected. Chazal are taking an assessment which is, I guess, partially psychological, partially got to do with the woman's need for a husband in the time of the Mishnah, which maybe is lessened today because society affords other protections for women that weren't there back then. Whatever the case is, the general rule is, as Tana Kama, we don't force him to divorce her. But as we'll see, there is going to be red lines that can be crossed, at which point she can demand, and we will, the Bezdin will force him to give her a get. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, b'med devar memorim, when do we say that we don't force him to give her a get? That's b'mumim hakatanim. That's with minor blemishes. Minor blemishes meaning the ones we've been talking up to now, the kind that make a Cohen invalid for doing the avoda. And those are what I'll call aesthetic things. He doesn't look the way a person would want her husband to look, like his eye became misshapen, he grew a single eyebrow, or whatever the story is. However, aval b'mumin hagadolim, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if he developed a major blemish, then kofen oso lahotzi, then we would force him to give her a get. Now, what is a mum gadol? What's a major blemish? So examples are things like one of his eyes, he becomes blind to one of his eyes, or one of his hands gets chopped off, or one of his legs get broken in a way that he can't use it anymore. So that's not just aesthetic, that's functional, right? At that point, he can't do what he used to do. Therefore, he can't be the breadwinner he used to be, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it's not just a matter of aesthetics. It's a matter of functionality. It's living with someone who's needy and sort of, to some degree, incompetent. And therefore, says Rabban Shimon Gamliel, that already would be a reason why a woman could say, listen, that's not the basic point of marriage is you need someone who's got basic competencies, especially what the wife's looking for in her husband. He can't provide that anymore, and therefore I need a divorce. And they would force him. Now the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say even for such scenarios, we don't force him to give her a get. And that would be the halacha. Halacha is like the Chachamim. However, the Chachamim agree that if it's not one eye, but two eyes in which he's blind, or one arm, but rather two arms, which he had, severed from his body, or not 1 foot, but 2 feet that are broken. So in those kind of scenarios, he's no longer functional at all, right? If he's blind, he's blind. If he can't have no hands or has no feet that work, then he can't function at all. Then certainly at that point, he's almost as if he's not a person anymore, right? He's injured to the point that he can't function in a normal way, in the normal ways that a wife could reasonably expect her husband to be married. And it's almost as if, she made it, when she got married, that would be understood that obviously she needs a husband who's not blind, because someone needs to protect her and needs to feed her, and obviously he can't if he's blind or he has no arms or has no legs, etc. Even at that point, even the Chacham would agree that they would force him to give her a get in the instance that she wanted one. And that is also a halacha. Again, the actual practicalities of this in real life halacha lamaisa, to be honest, it's too different a world, too many different changes, things have changed, and therefore, if it's an actual relevant question, I can't say here what is truly halacha lamaisa.